And the epistle is taken from the first epistle of St. Peter, chapter 3. Dearly beloved, be all of one mind, having compassion one of another, being lovers of the brotherhood, merciful, modest, humble, not rendering evil for evil, nor railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing. For unto this you are called, that you may inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips, that they speak no guile. Let him decline from evil and do good. Let him seek after peace and pursue it. Because the eyes of the Lord are upon the just, and his ears unto their prayers, but the countenance of the Lord upon them that do evil things. And who is he that can hurt you, if you be zealous of good? But if also you suffer anything for justice's sake, blessed are ye. And be not afraid of their fear, and be not troubled, but sanctify the Lord Christ in your hearts. And the Holy Gospel. Taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 5. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Unless your justice abound more than that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to them of old, 'Thou shalt not kill,' and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you that whosoever is angry with his brother shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, 'Raca,' shall be in danger of the council. And whosoever shall say, 'Thou fool,' shall be in danger of hellfire. If therefore thou offer thy gift at the altar, and there thou remember that thy brother hath anything against thee, leave there thy offering before the altar, and go first to be reconciled to thy brother, and then coming, thou shalt offer thy gift." And thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Whosoever is angry with his brother shall be in danger of the judgment. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the year 1323, my dear faithful, two armies met for battle in the country of Portugal. On one side was the army of Denis, King of Portugal. On the other side was the army of Afonso, Prince of Portugal, and the son of the king. For 3 years, Prince Alfonso had led a civil war against his father, the king, because he was the rightful heir to the throne, but his father seemed to favor his brother. Fearing the loss of the throne, but even more to reclaim his honor at being slighted and ignored by his father, Alfonso began this insurrection against the king. However, this battle looked to be Alfonso's last, as he had been losing for some time. If the father won, the son knew, he would have to pay for it with his life. His father, Denis, had already determined that his traitorous son must lose his life for causing this treasonous war. To us, so many centuries later, this is just a matter of history. But for them, my dear faithful, this was a day of battle, of rage, and of death. The father raged at his son's betrayal, while the son burned with anger at his father's offenses against him. And now their men, their soldiers, would fight out their argument for them. This army of fathers, husbands, and sons would and had already faced death, and many lose their lives for their king and their prince. Finally, the day of battle was begun. The two armies marched towards each other, knights on their horses with their spears at the ready, lines of foot soldiers with sword and shield in hand, and the king and the prince at the head of their armies leading the way. The two armies closed together until a donkey shambled out into the midst of the armies. Upon this lowly beast of burden rode a woman dressed in white. She stood in the saddle with her arms raised to each of the armies and her voice crying for peace. This woman was the Queen of Portugal, Queen Elizabeth, riding forth amidst the battlefield to save the life of both her husband and her son. Tearfully, she pleaded them to stop, to lay down their arms, and remember the God who forgave them their sins. At the sight of the queen, the lines of soldiers and cavalry came to a halt. Eventually, both father and son rode out to speak with the queen. After much pleading and convincing, thank God, my dear faithful, Queen Elizabeth did manage to bring about peace between her husband and her child. King Denis forgave his son, Prince Alfonso, while Alfonso swore loyalty to his father. Peace was finally restored, but how close it came to disaster. A father and son seeking each other's death, and their soldiers doing the same. But if we saw this story in a book, how easy it would be to think of it as just another dry piece of history. We don't see Alfonso counting each and every time he felt his father ignored him and praised his brother instead. We can't feel the sparks of anger that grew into this giant conflagration that would drive him to rebel against his father and risk all for the throne. We don't know the emotions of King Denis when he heard news of his son's treachery against him. We, my dear faithful, have not experienced these men's lives, but I'm sure we've each had moments of anger in our own. Anger is such a potent passion. It is the rage that repels what hurts us and incites the desire for revenge. When we feel wronged, whether the injury is real or imagined, anger quickly rises within us. Maybe it is simply a slight movement of impatience that makes us roll our eyes and sigh in annoyance, or maybe it is what the king and the prince felt in the story, full on wrath, boiling, urging, clamoring to exact justice for the wrong done. When we strive to put ourselves into these men's shoes, try to understand their emotions and thoughts, we will see that this at first dry piece of history contains a story that we ourselves have often lived and relived. Not with lines of soldiers or swords and spears at the ready, but taking offense at an insult, anger blinding us, and then the war, so to speak, begins, the hunt for vengeance. Sometimes that vengeance is merely a word, an insult in return, while at other times it reaches physical violence. How quickly and easily men and women forget our Lord's command in today's gospel, be reconciled with thy brother. Or the words of St. Peter in today's epistle, having compassion one of another, not rendering evil for evil, nor railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing. God himself has commanded us to live in peace with our neighbor, to seek reconciliation with him, as our neighbor is our brother before God. We are, as St. Peter wrote, to have compassion for one another. That is to have pity on our neighbor in his sufferings, and if he should offend us, not to render evil for evil, but contrariwise blessing. To do good to those who offend us, that is how all Christians are called to live our lives. For as the gospel says, unto this you are called, that you may receive a blessing. The virtue our Lord and St. Peter are speaking of is the virtue of meekness. Meekness is defined as the virtue which moderates anger in accord with right reason. Queen Elizabeth, in the story, played the part of meekness, riding on her lowly donkey amidst the great war horses, her white dress like the white flag of peace amidst the armor and blades of the armies. Please God, we never have such a dramatic need for meekness. But at times, it may feel like it in our hearts, a battle raging within us. Anger may blaze, but we must guide it by right reason, by asking the questions, to what purpose? What does this accomplish? What would this revenge help? The majority of the time, anger begets more anger, which in turn begets revenge, hatred, fighting, scandal, and blindness all around. But what is it our Lord wishes us to do? Whosoever is angry with his brother shall be in danger of the judgment, our Savior warns us. And on the other hand, in teaching the prayer of the Our Father, Jesus Christ bids us pray, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. The measure of our forgiveness of others is the measure that we will be forgiven. Then, what have we been forgiven? Our sins were a mountain of sorrow that crushed the God-man to the ground, that tortured him throughout the passion and drove him to death. The wounds we have inflicted upon his most sacred heart are infinite. But the Lamb of God answered to these crimes, our crimes against him. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Our sins make us a new Prince Alfonso, traitor to the king, but far worse than Alfonso's crime, for this king is not just our father, but our creator, our redeemer, and our master. How can we, then, in sight of this, ever have the right to be angry with another when we have outraged the infinite God, and yet he has forgiven us? One mortal sin, my dear faithful, is worthy of an eternity in hell. And this person we rage against, this is a soul whom God died for. What an example our Savior has given us. And so we must strive to practice this same meekness. For unto this you are called, that you may receive a blessing. Whether the insults are real or imagined, you must answer with the love of God. If, however, the anger burns too brightly when you struggle, if you cannot do better, keep silent amidst the storm of anger. If, however, you regain the mastery, instead of returning evil for evil, give contrariwise blessing, meaning respond with kindness and gentleness instead. But no matter what you may be able to do, call upon the Sacred Heart amidst your struggle. Ask him to ride forth amidst your emotions set in battle array, and with his gentle touch calm your wrath and grant you the grace of meek self-control. What a joy, then, he will have to see you, a valiant soldier in his army, meekly following his charge into battle by spreading peace instead of wrath. In this way, my dear faithful, may we all, each and every day, truly live up to that prayer which should always be on our lips, Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, make my heart like unto thine. What blessings we will earn, both for ourselves and our neighbor. And please God, we earn that eternal blessing of being beside the Sacred Heart and enjoying his love for all eternity. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.